All right, it's a Tech Tuesday. You know what that means, Bill?
You say sports plus funny?
Mm-hmm. It's CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. She is also host of the CNET Update. Bridget, how's it hanging?
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
I haven't talked to you in a while. And what do we need to know in the whole tech world?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot going on, even though we're getting close to the end of the year. I would say today there's a lot of buzz about Apple coming out with its very first battery case for the iPhone 6 and 6S. You know, the latest iPhones, their strong suit has never been the battery life. In fact, it's one of the biggest complaints. And for the first time, Apple now has a case, but people are kind of poking fun at it a bit online because it doesn't exactly look very cool.
And how much is it, I'm wondering, Bridget?
More expensive than any other battery case out there.
Of course.
And less power.
And less power.
Yeah, so you're buying the name? Is that what it is?
There are a few advantages. So it's $100, and if you can right now get an equal one in power for $60 or $40, that get good reviews from like Mophie. Is like the Mophie juice pack is a very popular brand. That one's $60. But with Apple's smart case, here's the like extra advantage: aside from having a big old Apple logo on the back to let everyone know, you know, it's an Apple product, it can be charged with that same charging cable, that Lightning cable is what it's called. So normally, when you buy a battery pack case, you have to also charge it with a different cord.
And I hate that, because if you got to keep two cords in your purse or your fanny pack or whatever you have, Bill.
I have a fanny pack. Two fanny packs. So this makes life easier or harder?
One cord.
Or what? Yeah, that's it. It's easier.
It's worth the money for me.
Yeah, and when you're charging it on the screen, it'll tell you how much is charged on the phone itself and how much the battery power has left. So you get two little battery indicators. So there's your advantage. But it has a weird, I guess you can call it like a lump in the back. It's not a smooth back. It has like a, it looks like, you know when a snake eats another animal and it kind of sticks out?
Yeah.
Yes.
The animal it ate. It looks like it ate a battery pack.
Oh, no.
Bump in the middle.
Well, that's so, kind of stupid.
Well, they did that because they wanted to make it a soft case, so the top and bottom is still flexible, so you could just kind of pop it on and off. Sometimes with these battery cases, they're hard cases that are kind of chunky to take on and off.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen? These things are getting, like, the phones are getting bigger. Now there's a snake that ate a mouse for mm-hmm. a battery pack. You're not going to be able to put an iPhone in your pocket. You're going to have to just put it, you're going to have to stick it down the back of your pants.
That's all you can do.
We're going to need now Apple jeans.
Right. Smart pants. Everyone has to buy smart pants now, Wendy.
I love it.
That's what's coming.
All right.
I know it's not Christmas time yet, but is there one thing in the tech world that everybody wants and you just can't get? It's impossible to find.
I think what we saw during Black Friday rush that was popular, that kind of, you know, was a little bit of a surprise. It's probably because of the sales. That Amazon Echo was popular. It's not that you can't get it, but people really were interested in getting this smart speaker for the home that they could talk to, like Siri, but Amazon has its own name. It's called Alexa. People are kind of now getting into the smart home a little more. You know, if you want to give a creative gift, it's not so scary to get someone something. It's a little useful for smart home products. For example, if you don't want to go into the weird talking speaker route to order your groceries and music, I would say everyone can use these new smart plugs. It's something that you just plug into a normal outlet and then plug your lamp or any kind of gadget into that outlet, and you can suddenly turn it on and off by an app. It's definitely great for Christmas lights.
How lazy are we getting?
Oh, come on, I mean, Wendy. You know how many muscles it takes to make that switch go up or down?
Oh, my God. I just got a very old timer. The timer that clicks, that you pop up when it goes on and when it goes off, and I put it on the Christmas tree so we don't have to go back there to unplug it. What? Now I can turn it off with my app? I mean, yeah, I guess that saves time, but really, I'm paying for it.
Okay, I'll give you another.
God, we suck as a nation.
Example, you are right, but maybe you need to add another step. Okay, here's two ways I can make an argument for it. One, what if you plugged in a portable heater, and that way, if you can get your place toasty, if you have like a small apartment that doesn't have good heating or smart heating, you know.
Yeah.
It's smart thermostats, and that's another way you can make a smart home now, install it yourself. But that's one small thing. Two, a lot of these packs come with a very small motion detector. So imagine, open the door, that motion detector does two things. It turns on the light automatically, and it sends a text to you so you know when your kid came home from school.
All right.
That's
kind of valuable. All right, I like that too.
It's, what if it's my dog, though, that's motion sensorizing? Then Tiki will be like, Dylan, I took one for you.
Right.
I got your back.
You owe me one. You definitely owe me one. All right, so it's got, here's your options. You can make your heat go up or down. You can make your lights go brighter or dimmer. You know if your kid's home from school, and it'll play you some Hall & Oates songs if you want. Is there anything else that one of these does that says you really need, your house needs to have this?
I don't think we, I guess, beyond that, need any of this stuff, because it can get a little complicated, you know. But I think what's neat about all of the solutions now is that they work with iPhones or Android. So, I mean, always check the box.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, like these, they have smart locks you can install on your door, so you can open it up with a thumbprint. Most of the time, these things are compatible with both systems. So, you know, as long as you're double-checking the box before you buy it for someone, you don't have to worry too much about what they have at home.
Yeah.
And also smart garage door openers. That's a big deal. If you always forget to close the garage door when you leave, you can do that by app now, too.
Here's an idea. Remember to close it.
No one has time to remember anymore, Wendy. Those are the old days.
I'm telling you, with the thumbprint lock, too, my fear is that somebody's going to cut my finger off
just
to get in my house.
Yeah.
I've watched too many movies.
It needs to be warm and have blood and electricity, and so you'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay,
don't stop worrying about people cutting your thumbs off. Bridget, you know what I saw? And maybe these have been around for a while, but I just saw them recently. There's companies that make, they're like clones of the old video games like Atari and Intellivision and ColecoVision and Genesis. And they're like $40 or $50, and they come loaded with games. Have these been around for a long time and I just didn't know it?
Standalone sets?
Seen them for a year. Yeah. I've seen them for a year or two, and they do make kind of fun nostalgic gifts. Like I grew up with a Genesis, and I see them sometimes. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, but they come preloaded with games. I think the more fun one is if you have someone who kept all their games. So some of these systems you can buy online, like will take the old cartridges too.
Yeah, you couldn't load in. So, the downside of these were you couldn't put cartridges in. They were only the preloaded games, and for some reason, they picked the worst of the games. Like, none of the really good titles are in them.
Because we got it, Santa brought it a couple of years ago, I thought. And Centipede's in it, and all these.
Oh, some of the good games.
Yeah.
Then. Oh, all right, good.
On our unit that Santa got, but, you know, he's special.
Yeah, he's got stuff, right.
All right, and something.
We're also finding that like, some of the systems themselves have, like, downloadable retro games. Like, I can download some really old games on the Xbox.
Oh. All right, that's not bad.
Or the Wii has old ones, but not every title. But yeah, that's not something to look at.
Yeah.
I have been surprised to find out that my husband has an addiction, and it's to Qbert.
Qbert's a fun game.
It's not that fun, guys. I got to tell you, when we go to this arcade near our house, Galloping Ghost in Brookfield, he will not leave. He'll stay there for 12 hours until he has like the first 10 scores on there. Qbert. I didn't know.
He's fun to go to bleachers with, too, because he'll go up a step, then down, then up two steps, and then down one. I've been to games with him.
Hey, real quickly, Bridget, I want to ask you about this anti-bullying emoji, because, you know, I have recently jumped into the world of emojis, and I sort of like them. I used to hate them, but kids, man, they use them all the time. So tell us about this new anti-bullying one.
All right, so there's an icon that if you have an iPhone, you may have seen and wondered what it was, and it's starting to appear on Android slowly and on Twitter. It is an eyeball inside of a speech bubble. And this wasn't an emoji that was officially created by the consortium that makes emojis decisions, you know. This is actually something by the Ad Council, the same folks that brought you McGruff the Crime Dog and Smokey the Bear.
Take a bite out of crime!
That was Ed Obradovich, sorry.
They have a new campaign called I Am a Witness. And the point is, if you see bullying online or in a social network, you should use this emoji almost as a support tool to say, hey, friend, I saw what happened. That's not cool. We don't support bullies here. It's a way for people to have something to say if they're not even sure what to say when they see something awkward happen online and someone bully another person, you know. So now it's on Twitter. Twitter's a place where you see a lot of bullying because people are anonymous on
Sure.
there. So, use the hashtag I am a witness and the little icon and pops up automatically for you on Twitter.
They should have called it Can I Get a Witness? That would have been so much better.
All right. I like that, too. Well, Bridget, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. And what's coming up on the CNET Daily Update?
Well, we're also talking about how Facebook just shut down a bunch of apps that were not successful. Facebook's been trying for a while now to compete with Snapchat, and it made up a bunch of weird apps that, guess what, no one used, and they shut it down. So no surprise there, but it's the end of the year, and they're cleaning house.
Excellent. Bridget, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. It's Bridget Carey, everybody, from CNET, host of the CNET Daily Update. We'll take a quick break. We've got news coming your way in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.